It's a brand new week here on the Wake Up Kid podcast, and I hope yours is starting off beautifully. We are on our 21st truth. We have learned 20 truths already, and today we will begin working on understanding a new question and answer. But before we do that, let's review the 20 we've already learned. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes, God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? No, they sinned against God. What is sin? Sin is disobeying God. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? They became sinful and miserable. And then, here's our brand new truth for this week. What do we inherit from Adam? And the answer is a sinful nature. We'll talk some more about this after this incredibly weird joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Clara.
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When?
When the punchline is apparent.
Hey, kid. It's time to wake up to the fact that we all inherited from Adam a sinful nature. An inheritance is something you get from a family member who goes on before you. If your parents die, you may get an inheritance, maybe some money, maybe some property that they own. If your aunt or uncle dies, they may leave you an inheritance. Your grandparents, your great-grandparents. Well, Adam left an inheritance to every human who would ever be born. Remember, he's the first human, so every human after him is related to him. And we are all his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. I don't know how many greats we should put in there, but we're all related to him. And he gave us an inheritance. But this inheritance that he gave us wasn't wealth. It wasn't money. It wasn't a cool house or a baseball card collection. This inheritance that he gave to us was something bad, a sinful nature. Because Adam chose to sin against God, he passed on to us a sinful nature, meaning that it was natural for us to sin. Romans 5, verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, I'm not telling you that it's Adam's fault that we sinned, but I am telling you that we have all sinned, and Adam passed on to us a sinful nature, making it easy and natural for us to sin from the very beginning. We're going to talk about that some more this week, but don't worry. Coming up very soon, we're going to learn some truths that tell us the answer to this problem. Even though we're natural born sinners, even though we chose to sin, God loved us so much that he sent his son to rescue us. That's the beautiful story. We all are sinners. We all inherited a sinful nature, but we also all have a God who loves us and wants to rescue us from that sin. I hope you have a great rest of your day.